On Rack 10, rows of next-generation's chemical workers were being trained in the toleration of lead, caustic soda, tar, chlorine. The first of a batch of 250 embryonic rocket plane engineers was just passing the 1100th meter mark on Rack 3. A special mechanism kept their containers in constant rotation to improve their sense of balance, Mr. Foster explained. Doing repairs on the outside of a rocket in mid-air is a ticklish job. We slacken off the circulation when they're right way up so that they're half-starved, and double the flow of surrogate when they're upside down. They learn to associate topsy-turvydom with well-being. In fact, they're only truly happy when they're standing on their heads. And now, Mr. Foster went on, I'd like to show you some very interesting conditioning for Alpha Plus intellectuals. We have a big batch of them on Rack 5. First gallery level, he called to two boys who had started to go down to the ground floor. They're round about meter 900, he explained. You can't really do any useful intellectual conditioning till the fetuses have lost their tails. Follow me. But the director had looked at his watch. 10 to 3, he said. No time for the intellectual embryos, I'm afraid. We must go up to the nurseries before the children have finished their afternoon sleep. Mr. Foster was disappointed. At least one glance at the decanting room, he pleaded. Very well, then, the director smiled indulgently. Just one glance.